702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
22 after 8, news from elsewhere in the world. Adam Gilchrist, let's start with this Champions League threat. They're saying that UEFA, saying that there's some credible reports of a potential attack from the Islamic State.
Yeah, and as a result, security has been increased at the Champions League quarterfinals this week. This is a media outlet supporting Islamic State that has basically published threats against the venues. They published images of the stadiums that are hosting the quarterfinal ties, two in Madrid, one each in Paris and London. Now, okay, enhanced security measures. France, Spain and the UK all confirmed it. And last night, Arsenal, Bayern Munich and Real Madrid versus Manchester City went off fine. Increased security, but no incidents. But tonight, Atletico Madrid play Borussia Dortmund and Paris Saint-Germain play Barcelona. And it does appear that maybe France is the one that particularly UEFA and others are worried about. And indeed, the French Interior Minister, Gérald Damanin, says there will be considerably reinforced security measures for the PSG versus Barcelona game. We're not talking about direct threats from Islamic State. We're talking about smoke signals. But dangerous, dodgy smoke signals from afar, they still need to be taken seriously, don't they?
Yeah, and I suppose the whole point of terror is that whether it's real or imagined, you change your way of life and how you would normally do things because of that concern. All right, let's talk now about the climate on trial. What's this decision in the European Court about?
Yes, an extraordinary thing, this. A group of older Swiss women, so women in mainly in their 70s or so, have won their first ever climate case victory in the European Court of Human Rights. Essentially, they went to court saying that specifically their age and gender made them more vulnerable to the effects of heat waves linked to climate change. And the court has agreed with them and said, well, Switzerland's efforts to meet its emission reduction targets have been woefully inadequate. It's not even necessarily about not doing enough. It's about not doing what you said you would do. So imagine holding governments to account in court for not doing what they said they would do across the board. Certainly, as far as climate change goes, the campaigner Greta Thunberg says it's only the beginning of climate litigation. Everything is at stake. And this is Europe's most powerful court in Strasbourg making this ruling. So although it's on a ruling from Swiss women in Switzerland, it actually can influence the law in 46 countries across Europe, so the EU plus 19 others. Quite a thing. I mean, at this stage, there's quite a lot of hot air, but if binding, the way it could trickle down, very important, potentially.
Taking a government to court for failed promises, I don't think our courts would have time for anything else if that was what we could do. Let's go to South Korea now. Tell me about their so-called onion election.
Yeah, they're not quite taking the South Korean president to court, but they're certainly taking him to task. Disgruntled voters have taken to wearing green onion headbands. So if you think of spring onions, salad onions with the long sort of stringy bits, so you can tie them around your head as headbands. And they are waving their headbands and the vegetable at President Yoon Suk-yeol, because it's a bit of a classic. President Yoon visited a supermarket and said, well, how reasonable are this bunch of green onions? Only 875 won, roughly speaking, 12 rand. But the green onions, the scallions, also known, good word, were on a temporary subsidy from the government at the time. They're normally four or five times that price. So therefore, President Yoon is being accused of being out of touch and oblivious to the cost of living crisis, because yes, like you, like us, South Korea has a cost of living crisis too. It's always a classic, isn't it? Tell me, Mr. or Mrs. Politician, how much is a loaf of bread? I mean, I have done it myself. I've asked that question and you don't usually get a good answer or even an accurate answer. People certainly know their onions in South Korea. And guess what? Today is election day in South Korea. So what impact will the scallions have? That's shallot from me.
You smell an onion. We'll leave it there. Adam Gilchrist with this morning's Worldview.